It's Thursday, October 14th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Small business recovery, prices, pay, and labor all at play, and broadband and pay disparity insights. This is the Business of Tech. Let's start with four charts about the small business recovery. Link in the show notes, and so reading them, the stats that jump out. 51% of companies have unfilled job positions. 30% are planning to raise pay. 4% say poor sales are their biggest concern, and 46% are planning to raise prices. West Monroe's quarterly executive poll for Q4 indicates that executives have a positive outlook about the U.S. economy. 75% are bullish, while 25% are bearish, according to the report. Yet at the same time, 18% of those executive respondents listed the Great Resignation as the biggest impact on their business in 2021. Then research from job site Search Ladders, 14.6% of high-paying jobs are now remote. That's up from 12.8% in Q2 2021 and 3.69% back in Q4 2019. Of course, companies are doing more monitoring too. Digital.com, a business review platform, looked at monitoring software. Most employers surveyed used monitoring software, and about 14% hadn't notified staff about it. 81% said productivity increased after installing the monitoring software. IT employers were among the most likely to be using tracking software. Finally, if you want to dig into what's broken in the hiring system, Recode has a piece to dive into. The theme? A lot of jobs out there are not ones people want. And beyond that, job seekers are having trouble finding or connecting to the ones they do. And systems that screen are not helping. Why do we care? The market does not have a sales or buying problem, and prices can go up. It has a labor problem. This data is important to use for strategic planning. We all see the end of the year coming and our 2022 plans on the horizon. I'm not going to claim I have some magic solution on the hiring problem. I am going to observe that seeing this mismatch is an opportunity, be it a smaller company's ability to be nimble or a larger one's ability to leverage people and process, and maybe not technology, to address it. It's tempting to try and separate business data from society, but they are linked. Black residents in the rural South are nearly twice as likely as their white counterparts to lack home internet access, according to a new study from the Joint Center for Political and Economic Studies. The study also found that nearly one in four Black residents in the rural South doesn't have the option to subscribe to high-speed broadband, compared to just 3.8% of Americans nationwide. At Microsoft, a leaked email chain is spreading that provides insights into gender discrimination. The chain includes a spreadsheet of more than 1,200 employee salaries. The core of the discussion? Pay and promotion disparity between men and women. Business Insider has broken down the data, and I've included a link for those who want to dig in. It puts into perspective the need for the investment in broadband. The FCC announced this week more than $1.1 billion from the Emergency Connectivity Fund to go to students, school staff, and libraries. Why do we care? So I'm also including a story by Protocol about the opening up of salary discussions. I just came off talking about hiring, and here I have stories related to the pitfalls around people. No hot takes from me. Problems themselves are areas of opportunity, and that's the theme of the day. Organizations looking to lead can leverage all of this. Are you still using on-prem file servers and VPNs to share files with remote workers? Ignite is a business-class cloud sharing solution that works more like your on-prem server than any other solution. With a security-first approach to file sharing and collaboration, Ignite offers multiple options for sharing files and collecting files from outside sources. And do it all while addressing data governance and compliance. Want to learn more? Check out ignite.com/MSP. That's EGNYTE.com. And when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, Killing It Live. Catch the live podcast. Sign up at killingitlive.com for the live event next Wednesday at noon Eastern. Talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSP Radio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.